Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 5th, 2024, through Friday, February 9th, 2024. Monday, February 5th, 2024. Two tax shelter promoters sentenced for billion-dollar SCE tax scheme. Two more CPAs plead guilty. Jack Fisher and James Sinnott were sentenced for crimes arising from their organization, promotion, and sale of abusive syndicated conservation easement tax shelters. According to Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Stuart M. Goldberg, Fisher and Sinnott inflated appraisals, backdated documents, and used other sham actions to generate more than $1.3 billion in fraudulent syndicated conservation easement tax credits, causing hundreds of millions of dollars in losses to the U.S. Treasury. Evidence in the case proved that Fisher and Sinnott designed, marketed, and sold to high-income clients abusive syndicated conservation easement tax shelters based on fraudulent inflated charitable contribution tax deductions, promising them deductions 4.5 times the amount the taxpayer clients paid to buy the deductions. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, February 6th, 2024. Passaic County, New Jersey man admits embezzling funds from bookkeeping clients. Richard Winter admitted to his role in embezzling funds from clients of his bookkeeping business. According to documents filed in the case and statements made in court, from January 2016 through December 2019, Winter, while serving as a bookkeeper for various companies, devised a scheme to fraudulently misappropriate hundreds of thousands of dollars from his clients. Winter accomplished this fraud by authorizing bank wire transfers from the victim companies, diverting vendor payments to his own bank accounts through an online payment portal, and issuing checks payable to cash from the victim companies and depositing those checks into his bank accounts. Winter failed to file tax returns reporting the income he received from his fraud for tax years 2016 through 2019. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Big Lake, Minnesota woman pleads guilty to wire fraud and $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Sharon Denise Ross, former executive director of House of Refuge Twin Cities in Minneapolis, Minnesota, pleaded guilty to her role in a $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to court documents, Ross claimed that House of Refuge operated distribution sites at a dozen locations through the Twin Cities that served food by a vendor called Brava Cafe, a restaurant in Minneapolis run by Hannah Merrigan. Between September 2001 through February 2002, Ross falsely claimed to be serving thousands of children each day at the House of Refuge sites. In total, Ross fraudulently claimed to have served nearly 900,000 meals and received approximately $2.4 million in fraudulent federal child nutrition program funds. Ross distributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to family members and used the rest of the money to fund her lifestyle, including to pay for vacations to Florida and Las Vegas, to purchase a suite at a Minnesota Timberwolves game, and to purchase a house in Wilnery, Minnesota. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, February 8, 2024. Former San Francisco, California resident sentenced to 4 years in prison for crimes related to Ichioka Ventures cryptocurrency fraud scheme. William Koo Ichioka was sentenced to serve 4 years in prison in order to pay a $5 million fine for committing multiple felonies in connection with an investment fraud scheme involving cryptocurrencies and other investment vehicles. Ichioka pleaded guilty to 5 charges: wire fraud, 2 counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation of a false and fraudulent tax return, committing fraud in connection with the purchase and sale of securities, and engaging in commodities fraud. According to his plea agreement, beginning in 2018, Ichioka operated a scheme in which he fraudulently raised tens of millions of dollars from over 100 persons or entities. Court documents described how Ichioka held himself out as a self-made investor with a $1 million fortune as he solicited investors by promising that their funds would be invested in various securities and/or commodities, including cryptocurrency and cryptocurrency arbitrage, futures, derivatives, and foreign exchange currency transactions. Ichioka admitted that, rather than invest his victims' money as he promised, he instead commingled investors' money with his own funds and used investor money to make purchases of luxury items, including luxury vehicles, watches, and other jewelry, and to fund his own personal expenses. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, February 9th, 2024. Minnesota tech entrepreneur charged in offshore tax evasion scheme. David Erickson, a licensed CPA, was charged by federal indictment with tax evasion, assisting in the preparation of false tax returns, and making false statements to federal agents. According to the indictment, from 2014 through 2018, David V. Erickson engaged in a scheme to conceal from the IRS income that he earned abroad by falsely characterizing the funds he received as loans. Erickson allegedly owned and operated Halsted Bay Holdings, HBH, a Minnesota-based consulting company. HBH allegedly received payments from several foreign companies that Erickson partially owned. Erickson allegedly caused his foreign companies to transfer millions of dollars held offshore to bank accounts in the United States that he controlled. He allegedly directed his bookkeeper and others to falsely characterize those payments as non-taxable loans in HBH's accounting records. HBH's purported debt allegedly grew to nearly $5 million by the end of 2018. Erickson allegedly used the funds for personal expenses, including the purchase of a $1.3 million home and a luxury vehicle. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.